This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 694. Listen to this episode for a low-key way to learn how to describe a relaxed place or person.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Today, a listener asks us what the phrase low-key actually means and how to use it. Get our answer in today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how you doing?
Hey, Michelle, doing pretty well today. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty well, thanks. So I have a question for you.
Okay, ask away.
Did you have a low-key weekend?
This weekend was actually not super low-key because I went to see my 3-year-old niece on her birthday.
Happy birthday.
It was funny. It was a princess tea party was the theme. Oh. And so everyone was in princess dresses and it was cute. It was really cute.
That's so cute. Yeah.
So not low key because, you know, whenever you're in a party with a bunch of 3-year-olds, like there's always someone behind you. You have to watch where you move. There's always somebody behind you or to your right or to your left just to kind of hanging out down there, you know?
Right. Exactly. I know how that is.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope she happy birthday to Emery.
Thank you.
Sure. And today, what are we talking about, Lindsay? Today we have a question from a listener.
Well, you asked me the question at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Was your weekend very low key, right? Uh-huh. And so I said, no, my weekend was actually not very low key because I went to a 3-year-old birthday party, right?
Right.
Maybe other birthdays could be low key, but not 3.
Right, exactly. Not three. Maybe I don't know when birthdays start getting low key. I don't know.
Well, what does low key mean? I mean, maybe that this is the time to define it for our listeners.
Maybe it is the time to define it for our listeners. So, what is low key, Lindsay? Low key is it describes something that's kind of like relaxed, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, relaxed and quiet and easy. Just not very complicated, not very active.
Right. Awesome. So should we read the message from our listener?
Yeah, let's do it. Would you me to read it this time, Michelle?
Yes, you are the reader today.
Okay. All right. So I've got a tough name here, but I'm going to do my best. So here's the listener. So hi, I'm Zakwan from Indonesia.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's tough. I really get benefit from listening to your podcast. You guys help me so much with my English. I really love your podcast. I've been listening to it every day for almost a year now, and I'm not planning to stop anytime soon. And here's the next paragraph. Cut to the chase. I have a question about the word low key. I can't help but notice it's mentioned so many times in TV series, music, and other podcasts that I enjoy. I'm wondering, what does it mean? Is it a common word in the US? In what occasions could we say these words? And how do we use it in daily conversation? This is my first email, and I'm hoping to get feedback from you guys. Thanks again, and have a good one.
Ooh, all right. Thank you. That is a great question. And in fact, after I thought about this for a while, I noticed that I used this expression over the weekend. I can't remember what I was talking about, but I thought, oh, yeah, that really, it is quite common. You're right. Don't you think, Lindsay?
I think it's pretty common. I think it's very common, very natural. Also, it's kind of in style right now, this phrase. It's kind of current.
You think so?
I think it is. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
So awesome. So yeah, we said again, low key, it's very relaxed, right? So for example, Lindsay, you want to ask me a question?
Sure. Okay. So we're going to a party tonight, Michelle. And do I have to dress up for the party tonight?
No, wear whatever you want. It's really low key.
Okay, good. Yeah, that sounds very typical. A good thing you said that because I hate getting dressed up.
You're welcome. Just wear whatever you want. Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Right, exactly. So low-key can describe a few things, right, Lindsay? So it can describe a person, right? So a person can be low-key. So I could say, like, I love being around her. She's so low-key and fun, right? So just, like, kind of relaxed, right?
Yeah, I think it could describe a person, and then it could also describe, like, a mood, like a person's mood at the time, right? She's kind of low-key today. So, you know, don't do anything active to kind of rile her up, right?
True. So that's interesting. So when I say, oh, she's so low-key and fun... it's like, is low-key, I don't know, do you think it's a positive or a negative thing?
Well, I think of it as a good thing because because the person's just kind of easy to be around,
right?
You know, just kind of, they don't, I don't know, there are some people that just make me stressed out to be around them.
Yeah.
They make everything so complicated. Maybe they complain or they just move really fast and it's just hard to keep up with them. So someone who's low-key is just, they keep things simple, you know.
Right. So, but if we say, oh, like, she's kind of in a mood today, like, so she's low-key, then isn't that...
Yeah, you know, I guess when I think about it, I think it's better to use it as more of a permanent personality trait, not so much a mood. Yeah. So let's erase what I said before.
No, I see what you're saying, though. I definitely see what you're saying. Like, oh, I'm kind of feeling low-key today. You could. Why not? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's stick with the first one. All right. Okay. So it can describe a person. It can also describe an event or an activity, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. Like something like, what's an example of a low-key Saturday afternoon activity? Maybe just sitting in the park, reading a newspaper.
A book. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, let's keep it low-key, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these days on the weekends for my social life, I don't need to go out to a club and go dancing until 3 a.m. You know, I'd much rather just invite a couple friends over and cook dinner for them. You know, that's more low key.
Yeah, no, that's how I am too. I don't know if I ever went out dancing like that. No, maybe a little bit.
I had my day.
Yeah, I generally like low key stuff as well. So that's the answer to your question. I hope we answered it well, but we are going to go over some words that are used in a similar way. That can also be used to describe low-key things or places, right? Or people, right?
Yeah, this is great. So if you guys didn't have any vocabulary words at all to explain this type of person or this type of situation, now you don't just need to use low-key. You can use a bunch of them, a few different ones. So we'll show you the ones you can use.
Exactly. We got some options. Okay, so what's the first one, Lindsay?
In order to feel confident in a conversation situation with natives, you need to be able to understand what they're saying. Sometimes it feels so out of control and you just can't understand. That's why you need the strategies to listen better. You can get started with some of those strategies by getting our first free lesson. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure and you're going to get to meet a gun salesman from Texas. This is an interview that I did during my cross-country trip around the United States. So get it now. It's a video lesson that's going to help you listen better. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, the first one is chill. And I think we've talked about the word chill before, but in a different context or something.
Yeah. So chill, basically like low key. And the second one is relaxed.
Yeah, this is probably the most standard one that you're going to find in a textbook or something.
Yeah, right. And then the next one, I kind of like this one. It's kind of a little different. What is it, Lindsay?
Nothing fancy.
Do you hear people say that? nothing fancy.
Yeah, I like that too. It's got a sense of like something that's familiar, something that's simple, something that's easy, not intimidating.
Right. Yeah. So you could use that to talk about like a place or an event or an outfit even, right? Like with the clothes. Yeah.
But not really a person. You wouldn't really say, well, that person's nothing fancy.
No. That would be weird. Yeah, that would be really weird. But another one you could say is low maintenance. And I want to talk about this one a little bit more later.
Okay. I like that.
So yeah, I think that's used mostly to describe people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a thing, but mostly I think we use it to describe people.
I think it was probably originally used to describe a thing, like a house is low maintenance. You know, a well-maintained house when you buy it, you don't have to put much into it, or a car like a Toyota is low maintenance because it doesn't break. But now, in a more pop culture way, it's used more to describe people.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right, so what's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay, laid back.
Yeah, laid back. I like that one. Because makes me literally think of lying back, like in a. I think of like one of those chairs at the pool. What is it called?
Oh, like a
lounge chair.
Oh, lounge chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Adirondack chairs. Do you know those Adirondack chairs?
Oh yeah, I do. They're like the wooden kind of.
Yeah, those are so nice.
Yeah, those are cool. Okay, yeah. So and real fast, what's the last one, Lindsay? You guys probably know this one.
Okay, the last one is easygoing.
Yeah. Oh, and with laid back, I think you could use it. You could describe a person as laid back. You could also maybe describe a place or an event as laid back. But we'll give you guys some example.
Yeah, love it. Lots of choices here. So we're going to have a little conversation to show our listeners how these are used.
We're going to have a little role play, all right?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so I don't know if you want to be on A or B. Which person? Oh,
I'll be the person who went on the date last night. Ooh, that's fun.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so here we go, Michelle. So I went on a first date last night.
Oh my gosh, how was it?
Oh, I think it went well. He's really easygoing. He was so easy to get along with.
Great, where did you go?
We went to this dive bar, nothing fancy, which was fine. I'm super low maintenance.
That's great that you were able to meet up in a relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah, and it was really chill. I like that he was so laid back. It made it easy to talk to him.
Do you think you'll see him again?
Well, he just texted me. Yes.
Oh my God.
So typical, right?
So typical. So cheesy, though. Oh my gosh.
So cheesy.
But just had to do it. So we used a bunch of these expressions. I'm not sure if we used all of them. I think I tried to, but we used most. So let's go through it. So the first thing was you said he's really easygoing, right, Lindsay?
Mm-hmm. Easygoing. Again, laid back, relaxed, easy to talk to.
Right. Awesome. And then you said that I said, where'd you go? And you said, what did you say, Lindsay?
We said we went to this dive bar. Nothing fancy.
I like how you said that too. Nothing fancy.
Yeah, nothing fancy. And also the dive bar, I guess we'll do that as a bonus at the end.
Exactly. Okay. you said, which was fine. I'm super low maintenance, right?
Yeah, super low. Before we taught low maintenance and now we're adding super on there, which is so common in pop culture right now, right?
Yeah.
I'm super low maintenance, and our listeners could hear my tone of voice there too, right? I'm
right.
super low maintenance.
Super low maintenance. Yeah. Right. And then I said, that's great. You're able to meet up in a relaxed atmosphere, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
And then you said,
I said, yeah, it was really chill.
Right. It was really chill. And then you said that he was so laid back, right?
Yeah. So relaxed again. So these right. all kind of mean the same thing, really.
Right. But we're describing different things about it. You know, we're describing mm-hmm. the guy. We're describing what you did.
Yeah.
You're describing yourself. You said you're low maintenance. So I think we use most of the phrases here, mm-hmm. if not all. And so, yeah. but I just wanted to talk about it a little bit. So the word chill, I mean, you said we have done episodes on it, that you're right. So do you say this word? It makes, for some reason, I can't say this word.
You can't say it. You don't like to use it.
I feel funny.
Let me see. I don't have a problem with it. Like, oh, that person's so chill. I guess it's a little bit young sounding. Yeah. So, you know, as I get to be like older than 35, I should probably start to eliminate certain words from my vocabulary.
No, don't be silly. no, but I feel funny saying it. I don't know why. There's just something about it. I feel maybe, I don't know. It feels unnatural to me, but so many people say it. But yeah, I guess you're right. It is kind of a young sounding word, but just you hear it all the time, right?
Does it feel like too cool? Like too...
Maybe. Too cool for me. I'm not cool enough for that word. no, yeah, I guess maybe you're right in a way. Like, I just don't feel, I don't know. Maybe I'm not chill and I can't use it. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah. No, I don't know, Michelle. It's hard to say. I mean, we all have our own personal kind of preferences when it comes to vocabulary. So that's okay. Yeah. Just go with it.
It's your
just
own style. Yeah. And then the last thing was this phrase, this saying someone is high maintenance. Yeah. Do you think that I have my own thoughts about this word, but I feel like only women are described as high maintenance or low maintenance. What do you think? Do you hear a lot of men? Because we talk a little bit on here about gender, and sometimes I've heard people saying, you know, that, oh, that it's not good because I'm, you know, women, it's not fair, you know, that maybe I don't often hear someone say, oh, he's so high maintenance.
Yeah, not really. I mean, when you think of a person that's high maintenance in the dating world, I would think like this person would require 2 hours to get ready.
Right.
They would, you know, if it starts to rain a little bit, they would freak out and they would make you go find an umbrella for them, for their hair.
Yeah, right.
You know? But men, I mean, I don't want to generalize, but usually guys are much more chill about that. Ooh, use the word.
Oh, there you did it. You did it.
Oh, they don't really care if they're, you know, it's just, I don't know, women have their quirks and men have their own issues in different ways, but maybe men are generally lower maintenance than women, I would have to say. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe somebody would get offended by the, if you call them high maintenance, like a girl, like, why can't a guy be high maintenance, right?
Yeah. Like I wouldn't tell someone to their face that they are high maintenance. You know what I mean? I would
unless you're joking to a friend.
Unless
right?
you're joking. Like you're teasing your friend. Oh, you're so high maintenance. What's wrong with you? Right.
Right.
If you're being serious, then that's rude to say directly to someone. Yeah.
Right. All right. Anyway, interesting. Curious about your thoughts there. And then finally, remember we said dive bar was a little bonus. What's a dive bar, Lindsay?
Yeah, actually, I just learned this word like 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
A dive bar is like a local bar, and it's a place that it just like it anything goes. It's not, it doesn't have a certain level of like high maintenance, right? It's not high maintenance as a bar. The people are usually neighborhood people, regulars. You could feel comfortable there. We have a great dive bar at the end of my street here called Plow and Stars, and I love it because they play actually really good live music on Tuesday nights. Uh-huh. And you can go in there anytime, and it just feels like you're going back in time or something.
That's fun. Right. I like that. All right. So cool. Very relaxed atmosphere.
Dive bar. Definitely. Yeah. Also a good place too. That's, you know, over the summer when I did my trip, that's where I started a lot of my conversations with Americans in bars and restaurants, you know, just dive bars where you find locals, guys. That's where you find local people. So don't be afraid to check them out.
Yeah. Awesome. I like that. All right. Well, this has been a great topic. Thank you so much to our listener for this question. And yeah, I hope you, let's keep it low key.
Keep it low key. And I want to remind our listeners, guys, if you want to subscribe to the All Ears English podcast transcripts, you can save 50% by doing that. So that's a huge savings. So go on over to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and you'll get it in your mailbox every Monday. Ooh, very good.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out, guys. Thanks, Lindsay.
Okay, Michelle, talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.